Dragon Language 英语，
英语改变生活。
Hi guys, this is Jason.
Hi, this is Cynthia. So today we have a lesson on someone who needs help buying a gift for a wedding.
Okay, so buying a gift is always really difficult. I'm not very good at buying gifts.
I am not very good either.
There are ways of thinking of, oh, this person likes that thing, mm-hmm. so if I buy them this gift, it'll be really mm-hmm, good. Or mm-hmm. they like that thing, so if I buy them that gift. But I'm usually really bad. I can't think of those things.
And then sometimes, I mean, if you think something is good for the person, they might already have it.
Mm.
So it's really hard to buy a gift for someone.
But when we're talking about weddings, especially in the United mm-hmm. States, there's a special thing that we have that
yes.
makes buying gifts very easy.
Gift registry. Yes.
Right.
So, how about we listen to this dialogue and then we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Hi, Teresa. Can I ask you for some advice?
Sure, Theo. What is it?
My American friends, Lance and Laura, invited me to their wedding. I want to get them a gift, but I don't know what to buy. Can you please help me?
I can try. Do you have the invitation? Here. It says registered at Bath and Barn. That means your friends have made a list of all the gifts they hope to receive. If you buy them a gift from this registry, they will be very pleased.
Wonderful. I also need to buy some gifts for my business clients. Is there a registry for that?
No, not for business gifts. Registries are for getting married, having a baby, and decorating a home. For business gifts, you have to be very careful. Giving an expensive gift might seem to be a bribe.
Well, what can I do?
Usually, inviting a client to a meal or giving a client tickets to a special event is safe.
Okay, I got it.
Look, I found Lance and Laura's wedding registry online. There are so many items on this list. Which gift will you buy?
How about this clock? It's $39.99.
Ooh. Too bad. Someone has already bought the clock. You should select another gift on the list. Here you see the items still available.
Then I will buy these crystal candlestick holders. They're lovely.
All right, guys, now let's take a closer look at this dialogue. And the first line, Teo says, "Hi, Teresa. Could I ask you for some advice?" So advice is when you ask someone what they think.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking their opinion. And usually when you ask for some advice, for someone's advice, it means I have something that I'm trying to figure out. Can I ask you, what do you think?
Yeah, you need help.
Yeah.
You need help deciding on something.
Cynthia, when you need advice, who do you usually ask?
It depends on the advice. If it's life, well, I guess my boyfriend, you
okay.
know, he's around and
yeah.
I've known him for a long time. So maybe that's why I would ask him. If I need advice about my boyfriend, I'll ask my best friend.
Mm.
But my parents as well, they're
yeah.
older. So
there you go. Those are the people that we usually ask advice from.
Mm-hmm,
friends,
mm-hmm.
family, things
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, so then Teresa says, "Sure, Theo, what is it?" And Theo says, "My American friends, Lance and Laura, invited me to their wedding." Okay, so a wedding is when two people get married.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty simple. And he goes on to say, "I want to get them a gift." And a gift is a present. It's something you give to someone. It's free. You
mm-hmm.
don't charge them for it.
Exactly. So you can give someone a gift for anything, but you often give lots of gifts for birthdays,
mm-hmm.
weddings, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially birthdays and weddings.
Yeah. Or graduations.
Graduations.
As well.
Yeah. That's
mm-hmm.
another big one. But he says, "I don't know what to buy. Can you please help me?"
And then she says, "I can try. Do you have the invitation?" Okay, so an invitation is like a paper or card that says, "Oh, we want you to come to our in this case, wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you all the information about the wedding, like when it is, at what time, who's getting married.
So before, people used to send invitations through the mail a lot. But these days, people send lots of invitations through the internet. But with weddings, people probably still send traditional invitations through the mail, a piece of paper.
Yeah, I think you do a save the date first online. And it's just an email saying, oh, we're going to have a wedding on this date. So it's sort of like an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on to say, here, it says registered at Bath and Barn. So this Bath and Barn place is a store. It's a made-up store. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a store. And they're registered at this store. So to register means to sign up to a website and select some gifts that you may want so that your guests can go on this website and buy a gift for you, one that you want.
So this is something that's very special in the United States. And of course, you guys probably know this word register in other situations. But with weddings, when we say register, we're always talking about registering at these specific stores.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as Cynthia said, instead of letting everyone get you a different gift, or maybe three people get you the same thing, three people get you a toaster, you can go to this registry and register, and you say, we want this thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing. And then when you buy a gift for someone, you go to that list and you say, okay, they want that thing, I'm going to buy that for them. And then the most important part is that everyone else that's also buying gifts for them can see, oh, someone already bought that thing for the couple. We need to buy something else.
Yeah.
That way, they don't end up getting three toasters or four of this or six of that.
And they get something they want, too, which is kind of nice. They don't just get a toaster when maybe they don't need a toaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she goes on to say, that means your friends have made a list of all the gifts they hope to receive. Okay? So that's explaining being registered at a store. If you buy them a gift from this registry, they will be very pleased. So to be very pleased means to be very happy.
And when we say registry, that's the noun for these places where you register for gifts. You'll often hear the term a gift registry.
Yes.
So, Cynthia, we do these for weddings, but do we do gift registries for birthdays?
No.
Really? Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right? No, I think it's
only for weddings.
Yeah.
Very specifically for weddings.
And then he says, wonderful. I also need to buy some gifts for my business clients. Is there a registry for that? Okay, so earlier we said that you cannot have a registry for birthdays. And of course, you cannot have one for your business clients, although that would be kind of cool.
So what is a business client?
Okay, so a client is a customer. And business is a customer from your business. So someone that you work for.
Mm-hmm. So say, for example, you work for a company that makes videos. So a client would be a company that comes to you and says, can you guys make a video for us? We'll pay you money. That company that you're making a video for is your client.
Exactly.
So sometimes you buy gifts for clients to make the relationship nice. Because, of course, everyone likes getting gifts.
Yes.
Always.
But unfortunately, she says no, not for business gifts. So registries are for getting married, having a baby, and decorating a home.
All right, so here we go. Here are the other times when you can use one of these gift registries.
I didn't know that they had some for having babies.
Oh, so you're having a baby. Everyone wants to get you a gift for your new baby. I need baby hat and baby shoes and baby this and baby that.
Papers, everything. And for decorating a home as well. So decorating a home is to put things in your home, such as paintings or maybe some flowers, things that make your home, the inside of your home, look nice. Doesn't make it look plain. She also says, for business gifts, you have to be very careful. Giving an expensive gift might seem to be a bribe.
Ooh, bribe. Yeah. So a bribe is not a good thing at all.
No.
A bribe is when you give someone a gift and or you give someone something in return for them doing something for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll often hear about people talking about bribing the police.
Yes.
You do something really, really bad and the police catch you and you say, here, I'll give you this money if you forget about what just happened.
Yeah.
And in some places in the world, bribes are very common.
They are.
Very, very common. And they don't happen as much in the United States, but of course, they still happen.
Mm-hmm.
So these bribes can work with police officers who are not going to get you in trouble,
mm-hmm.
but it can also work for business things. If I give you a nice gift, will you give me another job?
Yeah.
Will you give me more money? Something like that.
Yeah, so giving an expensive gift will seem like a bribe. He goes on to say, what can I do? And she says, usually inviting a client to a meal or giving a client tickets to a special event is safe. So when something is safe, it means, at least in this context, it means that it's okay. It won't be a problem.
Yeah, a bribe would be...
It won't seem like a bribe.
Yeah. And that's the big thing, right? If you give a gift and it seems like a bribe, then that's not going to be good.
No, that's not what you want.
But inviting a client to a meal, that's safe. They're not going to think that you're doing something bad
mm-hmm,
or something
mm-hmm.
inappropriate.
Exactly.
And he says, got it. She goes on to say, look, I found Lance and Laura's wedding registry online. There are so many items on this list. Which gift will you buy? So traditionally, these gift registries are at stores, at
mm-hmm.
stores in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, because it is now the future, because we live in a very technological world, world with lots and lots of technology,
yes.
we do everything online. So these gift registries are now online as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, how about this clock? It's $39.99. So $39.99.
Yeah. And she says, too bad someone has already bought it. Oh, no. So too bad means, oh, what a shame. How unfortunate. Regrettable. Like, oh, you know, too bad someone bought it. It doesn't mean like that's really not good.
Yeah.
It just means like too bad, you know, someone already bought it.
Oh, well, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad of a thing.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world. Then she goes on to say, you should select another gift on this list. Here you see the items still available.
So as we mentioned before, on these gift registries, you can see which gifts other people have already bought.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't buy the same thing two times.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, then I will buy these crystal candlestick holders.
Mm.
They're lovely. So we're talking about crystal candlestick holders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Crystal is a type of glass, a very expensive
mm-hmm,
type of glass
mm-hmm.
that's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we have the word candlestick.
Mm-hmm. So candles, if you guys know candles, they're made out of wax and you can usually light them up
mm-hmm.
with fire.
Mm-hmm. Before we had electricity, everyone had to use candles
exactly.
for light.
Exactly. And a candlestick is just a stick. It's thin, it's long, like a stick. And holders are, of course, the thing that you put the candlestick on. It holds the candlestick. And they're lovely. They're wonderful.
Yeah, they're really nice.
They're nice, yeah. All right, let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
Hi, Teresa. Can I ask you for some advice?
Sure, Theo. What is it?
My American friends, Lance and Laura, invited me to their wedding. I want to get them a gift, but I don't know what to buy. Can you please help me?
I can try. Do you have the invitation? Here. It says registered at Bath & Barn. That means your friends have made a list of all the gifts they hope to receive. If you buy them a gift from this registry, they will be very pleased.
Wonderful. I also need to buy some gifts for my business clients. Is there a registry for that?
No, not for business gifts. Registries are for getting married, having a baby, and decorating a home. For business gifts, you have to be very careful. Giving an expensive gift might seem to be a bribe.
Well, what can I do?
Usually, inviting a client to a meal or giving a client tickets to a special event is safe.
Okay, I got it.
Look, I found Lance and Laura's wedding registry online. There are so many items on this list. Which gift will you buy?
How about this clock? It's $39.99.
Ooh, too bad. Someone has already bought the clock. You should select another gift on the list. Here you see the items still available.
then I will buy these crystal candlestick holders. They're lovely.
All right, Cynthia. So saying maybe, possibly, one day, if you get married, if or when you get married, will you want a gift registry? Do you want to register at a store?
Yes, I do. I do, yes.
Why?
Because I am very specific with the things I want and what kind of things I want and what style they should be. I want it all to match my home. So, yes, I will register. And I don't want to have 3 toasters. I want
one. But you
can
make so much toast at one time. It'll be amazing with 3 toasters.
Or not. So yeah, I do want a registry. And I think it's nice for the guest as well. They don't have to think too hard about what to get you or if it's not expensive enough or if it is too expensive. It'll be just what I want. So
what sort of store do you want to register at?
I'll have a variety of stores. I'll have some more expensive stores, but not everyone can afford really expensive stuff, so I'll probably also register at Target. It's sort of like Walmart, but a little nicer.
It's a bit nicer, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little nicer.
So people sometimes register at multiple stores.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, interesting.
Yes, yes. How about you?
I think if I get married, I don't want to register.
Oh, okay.
Because I like the idea. First of all, if I have a wedding, I'm not going to invite a lot of people. I don't want a really, really, really big wedding. But more than that, I think if I have a wedding, I want people to give me what they think they want to give me. For them to think of something interesting. Because of course I can say, I want this, I want that. But sometimes people may have a really interesting idea of something special that reminds them of me or reminds me of the person that I'm marrying. Something like that.
Yeah.
And so then it's a bit specialer. But of course, it's more difficult for the people that are buying the gift. Because of course, as I said before, I'm really bad at buying gifts.
Yeah.
And if someone says, okay, it's my birthday, please get me something special, I'm not going to be able to think of something. So it's not very nice for the people that I've invited, but I think it could be nice for me.
It could. You're right. All right. Well, now you guys know about gift registries. They are very convenient for when you're going to a wedding. So definitely check them out if you're going to a wedding.
And what do you guys think? If you guys have a wedding, do you want to register at a gift registry? Or if you are already married, did you register at a gift registry? Do you even have them in your country? Let us know in the comment section of this lesson or on our Facebook page.
Thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye.
See ya.